Episode 127. In this article, Katie from Monkeytastic returns with another fabulous blog about biting the bullet and going from a 9-to-5 job and venturing into the world of being self-employed. I also have a really cool iPad app for you that is a must if you attend regular meetings.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the Online Marketing Audio Blog. Presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Yo, hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the Online Marketing Audio Blog. My name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella, and we're a digital marketing agency based in the UK. This is an audio version of the blog that's written on the Green Umbrella website, and its focus is on the small business owner. Hopefully, that's you guys. We really appreciate that business owners wear so many hats nowadays, and therefore we need to learn loads of new skills if we're going to be successful. And this blog is here to help, or this audio blog is here to help. We're here from finance to social media and everything in between. You're going to find it here on the audio blog.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, Boo-Boo, Coochie-Coo, Who's a Pretty Boy Then? All the platforms are covered here.
In each episode, I always add a little something just for you listeners in the tool or technique of the day. So before we transition over to the guest blog, let me share with you today's tool of the day.
The Online Marketing Audio Blog. Tools and techniques.
Like, I've been using this app for a while now, and if you struggle to write notes whilst you're in a meeting or attending a presentation, then this tool is really cool. It's an iPhone app, or an iPad app, I should say, called SoundNote. And there's links in the show notes. It's a fantastic note-taking application, which is just perfect for meetings or presentation interviews, anything like that. What it does is it tracks what you type and also draw. So if you're a drawer, it works quite well as well, whilst recording the audio. So you never have to worry about missing an important detail. So basically you just take some little bullet point notes of things that are happening during the presentation. And then when you click on that bullet point, you'll hear the audio of the thing that was talked about whilst you write in that little particular note. So you don't have to write loads of detail. You just write little bullet points and it records the audio for you. During playback, you just tap the word and SoundNote will jump right into the proper time in the audio. It's just brilliant. Anyway, the links can be found at the bottom of today's article. All you have to do is visit all the W's, green-umbrella.biz/127. And that app again is called SoundNote and it's found in the App Store.
You're on the Online Marketing Audio Blog.
So it's now time for our guest blogger to make an appearance, Katie, who's run a very successful local business making monkeys from socks, shares with us her thoughts on venturing into the world of self-employment. Over to you, Katie.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
Are you tired of 9-to-5? Want some extra income? Be your own boss. Earn pounds all from your own home. We've all seen these types of adverts on lampposts and more recently Facebook and other channels. They promise us a break from a working environment, but the opportunity to make money on our own terms. We may dismiss them as rubbish and spam, but thinking about it, there's something in it. I've been speaking to quite a few friends recently who are all considering leaving their current employment to go it alone, whether by setting up a business or by going self-employed. Making the jump, though, is a pretty big step. For some people I know, it's taken a good 12 months from them considering the idea to actually getting set up. There's a lot of factors to consider, and I'd say most of them are financial. When you've been used to having a steady income that you can live off, it's a daunting prospect to then wonder where your next paycheck is coming from. Is the service or product that you offer good enough to create a demand for business, and will you get enough customers to sustain an income? So why is this happening? Work-life balance. It's a saying we hear a lot these days, and I just think that people are more and more aware of their surroundings, of family and friends, and of making the most of their time. I know it might sound a bit much, but I am a firm believer in living for today, because you don't know what tomorrow brings. I mean, who wants to be in a position where they're missing out on what's important to them? I feel that people want to be more in control of where they work, when they work, how they work, and where their money comes from. So, how is it happening? Some people are simply looking for a change to something that suits them. It's that work-life balance thing again. Others are having their hand forced. A couple of my friends are potentially facing redundancy, and one of these has been talking about setting up their own business for quite a while now. We discussed it again last week, to which they said that maybe this was the push that they actually needed. Not the most favourable situation to be in, but as I've said, it's often the deciding to take the plunge that is the hardest bit. It's being well documented now in the news and online that the number of people going self-employed or starting their own business is increasing rapidly year on year, and there has been a great boom in creative businesses, indeed such as my own. People feel more confident that they can turn their hobby into a viable business. Just look at the TV for inspiration. There's The Bake Off, The Sewing Bee, which I do love, MasterChef, Dragon's Den. All of these programmes feature real people. Notice how I don't include The Apprentice in that, who have a natural skill and talent, and I find that inspiring. Small and local businesses are cool. You don't have to look too far behind the headlines at the moment to see that as consumers, we're perhaps falling out of love with the big supermarket chains. So Tesco's, anyone? Whilst perhaps a few years ago, the big hypermarket-style supermarkets were the place to shop with everything you could want and all the big brands under one very big roof, people are now starting to switch to shopping with a more ethical mindset. People want to shop for produce or local produce or items, to shop at the local deli, the local butcher, farm shop, etc. People would also prefer to buy a handmade, personalised gift to give to a friend or loved one rather than just a mass-produced item off the shelf. This is great for small businesses as it's leading to an increased market share. There are initiatives like Small Business Saturday, which exists to support, inspire and promote small businesses. Taking place on the first Saturday in December each year, it highlights small business success and encourages consumers to shop local. Great idea. So in today's business environment, technology means that it's easier to reach a wide range of people, which can all become customers, particularly like me, if you can actually operate nationally or internationally. This could be attributed to the increase in business startups. Whilst it's becoming harder to be original in terms of products, service and ideas, for a little investment in time, you've got everything at your fingertips to promote your services. Going back to the key social media concept of engagement, you can share content with your audience in posts by sharing photos, you can create mailing lists, newsletters, it's all there for you. Creating conversations with people is a great way to promote your business and expand your client base. Digital marketing is a relatively cheap way of promoting your business, and you can do it yourself if you've got the time. In effect, it actually puts you on the same level as big organisations. Ultimately, you all only have 140 characters on Twitter. And for me, well, if you've read or listened to my previous blog of I Didn't Mean to Start a Business, that's the position I'm in. I haven't taken the full plunge and gone completely self-employed, although it is tempting, but I have set up a business that works around me. I returned to what was my previously full-time job in marketing a year ago after maternity leave, but now I currently work part-time, and my business is able to fit around this, mainly working in the evenings. As such, I consider myself in a fortunate position that I have a stable income, but the flexibility to run what I class as a hobby business that I enjoy. Although, even though I'm employed part-time with the other things I do, I actually now feel I work more than I ever have done. You never know though, if everybody who reads or listens to this wants a sock monkey or two, I may be joining the other thousands of you that are self-employed. So what do you want to do? If you're considering making the jump from an employed position to starting a business or going self-employed, there's lots of places for advice and guidance. I would definitely consider getting a good accountant on board. Again, as with the small local business scenario, as I've mentioned, it may be better to speak to others and get a good recommendation rather than going to a larger organisation. Leaving a job carries a great deal of risk, but if you can make a go of your venture, then it will bring great rewards and satisfaction. Ultimately, if your business is successful and you've got a reliable client base and it's working for you, you've created something to be proud of. It's your business and you're in charge. You need to consider that it's not for everyone and it's certainly not the easy option. It needs planning, both financially, so can you afford to set it up, have you a projected income, have you a backup plan? And also personally, this may not be 9-to-5 work which you're used to. You may end up working different hours to suit your business needs. Whilst your lifestyle might benefit on one hand, it is good to remember that life may not be as routine as it was. Lastly, I'd say that you need discipline. You are in control of your destiny. As they say, you only get out what you put in.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Katie, for another insightful article. I'm sure you've given lots of people inspiration into venturing into the world of self-employment, but also given them lots to think about before actually biting the bullet. So I've personally been self-employed now for the last 12 years, and there have been many times when I could have easily packed it all in and just taken a salary and got myself a job. But I know now that I would really actually struggle to work for anyone else, and it was probably the best move I've ever made. So to read today's article from Katie, as well as finding the link to today's tool of the day, which was SoundNote, please visit allthews.green-umbrella.biz/127. I also urge you to follow Katie on Twitter by following at MKYTastic, MKYTastic as in monkeytastic.
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.
Anyway, that's it for this week's episode. Take care for now. I'll see you next time. Take care. See ya. Bye-bye. Ta-ra.
This episode has been produced by 13 Media Arts on behalf of Green Umbrella.
13 Media Arts.